Welcome to this APTA podcast.
Defining Moment spotlights a particular moment, incident, or case that either led the writer to a career in physical therapy or confirmed why they chose to become a physical therapist or physical therapist assistant. This is the account, in her own words and voice, of Mercedes Aguirre Valenzuela, PT, DPT, a pediatric physical therapist in New Jersey. She is also a federal affairs liaison for APTA Leadership and Innovation and the New Jersey Pediatric Advocacy Liaison for APTA Pediatrics. You can follow her on Instagram at the PT Advocate.
As I sit on the dais in the council chambers, my mind races as it goes over and over answers to potential questions that I've practiced answering for hours. The presence of my opponent who is sitting next to me is unnerving. As I try my hardest to seem calm at a moment that I have now identified as the most nervous that I have ever been, I take slow and deep breaths. I would now like to introduce from Ward 4, Mercedes Aguirre Valenzuela. I look at the audience in front of me, breathe out, and the debate begins. Politics has shifted my life in unimaginable ways. I was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, in 1995. In 1998, Argentina was faced with an economic depression that lasted until 2002 with devastating effects. I remember watching riots on the television screen. I witnessed my parents taking on multiple side jobs to keep our family afloat. And when that wasn't enough, my father and brother left for America to provide for us. A year later, we reunited in New Jersey. I was an undocumented immigrant for many years of my life. Most of those years, I was not aware of it, which is a shared experience for many immigrants who came to a country at an early age. I didn't learn about it until seventh grade, and I didn't feel an impact until my English class was asked to write an essay debating if undocumented immigrants should be allowed to stay in the country or not. As I sat in class listening to my classmates' opinions, I felt a shift. I didn't get fired up with motivation to show people that as an undocumented immigrant, I deserve to be here. No, I just felt like I didn't belong. Not in my native country that seems so far away, and not in America, because if I left, I wouldn't be allowed to come back. My lack of belonging was a constant weight on my shoulders that I carried. In college, once I made a decision to become a physical therapist, and after becoming a legal resident, my advisor told me that my chances of getting to PT school would be slim as I was not a US citizen. This ended up being false, but it still felt like some strange punishment. It was as if every time I moved forward, there was always something trying to pull me back, telling me that I couldn't. In 2016, I was getting ready for my PT school interview, and like many of us, I was glued to the news as the 2016 presidential election was reaching its final point. The 2016 election was pivotal in many ways to this country, but it also impacted me on a personal level. That was when I decided that I would run for public office. I wanted to increase women's representation in government, especially as a Latina immigrant. I knew I had to get through PT school first, but little did I know that it was a physical therapy profession that would be the foundation for me as a politician. My passion for advocacy was ignited during a lecture led by Kathy Mirella, previous member of the APTA Board of Directors and past president of the American Physical Therapy Association of New Jersey. In the lecture, she described the long and arduous journey the state of New Jersey took to finally achieve direct access and the role she played in it meeting that goal. Until then, I thought it was only politicians who had the power to make change, but I learned through Mirella's presentation that physical therapists can be a part of change too. As a student, I became involved in every advocacy role I could find. I hosted national advocacy dinners, sent out monthly newsletters to DPT and PTA programs in New Jersey. I traveled to Washington, D.C., I became more aware of the work APTA does on a year-round basis to improve healthcare access and move the profession forward. For the first time, I felt as though I belonged. I belonged in this profession, and I had the power to make change, even as an individual. After graduation, I created the Instagram account, The PT Advocate. I was able to use social media to give regular advocacy updates and motivate others to believe that they too can create change. I joined the Public Policy and Advocacy Committee, was invited to speak about advocacy on podcasts, presented to APTA special interest groups in various states, and presented at the APTA Combined Sessions meeting regarding advocacy. After I became a U.S. citizen in 2022, I knew that it was time to start my journey toward running for public office. I attended a Ready to Run conference, which is a national network of nonpartisan campaign training programs committed to electing more women to public office. At this conference, I learned about some first steps I should take before running office. One was attending a local party meeting. Attending my first political party meeting made me feel very out of place. I wasn't new to politics, but this wasn't within the APTA bubble that I was used to. During the meeting, the vice president stated, "There is no one running for town council in Ward 4. If there's anyone here who would like to run, please let us know." I held my breath. That was my ward. I didn't think I would get an opportunity this quickly. As I would later learn, not many people want to run if there's a high chance of losing, which was my reality. I soon discovered that while there was no one running from my side of the aisle, the incumbent councilperson for Ward 4 had been in office for the past 20 years. After the meeting, I shook hands with the party leadership as I stated my interest in running. My confidence dwindled as I realized I would have to run as a write-in candidate in the primary election since I missed the registration deadline. With some members of the local party, we knocked on doors in 98-degree weather, asking people to write my name down during the primary election in June. It wasn't until a month later that I learned I received enough votes to run, and my candidacy was officially certified. While most candidates begin preparing for their campaigns a year in advance, I had about 5 months. I knocked on hundreds of doors. Rain or shine, I was there asking people to vote for me in the election. I distributed lawn signs, attended countless events, created a website, and essentially built a brand for myself in the span of a couple of months. There were people who encouraged me throughout the entire journey in the political community. APTA, my family, close friends. There were others who didn't, and while that was tough for me to face at the moment, it made me stronger as a person. Running for public office is difficult for any individual. You are constantly being questioned about your stance on issues and judged by your responses. Essentially, if you want a career in which everyone likes you, politics may not be for you. Attending political events in which I didn't know most of the people in the room reintroduced those feelings of not belonging. However, I knew who I was. I was a candidate who's dedicated to her community, has years of experience in advocacy, and had earned a Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. The most challenging part of my campaign was the debates. During the debates, I was going to be asked questions not presented to me ahead of time. I had to practice thinking quickly on my feet and communicating effectively. After my candidacy was officially confirmed, I began to dive into the history of my town and the issues that it was facing. I listened closely to my constituents regarding their concerns and worked on building potential solutions for them. Which brings me back upon that dais, having just been introduced to the audience. I tell the audience that I'm a pediatric physical therapist, about my advocacy experience and how that ties into how we'll advocate for their families. I end my opening speech with, I have come from an undocumented background. To live here is the epitome of the American dream, and I'm here to protect that dream for your family. Thank you. The debate continued after my opening statement, but 2 months later was the general election, and I learned that night that I was not elected for town council. I called my opponent the next morning to congratulate him and thank him for serving in the role of councilman for the past 20 years. I wish him a successful term, and he shared his gratitude for the respect we had for each other during the campaign. Running an election was one of the most difficult things I had to go through professionally and personally, but it was also exciting and rewarding. I have tougher skin now because of it, and I wouldn't take it back for anything. I am now dedicating time to encourage other PTs and PTAs to run for public office, and I'm continuing my advocacy work. One of the many lessons I learned through this journey is that physical therapists can make great candidates. Our skills in communication, goal setting, and constant innovation is what is needed in government. I am looking forward to the future for PTA and PT representation in government.
You can find more podcasts like this one on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify, or by visiting apta.org/podcasts. APTA members can also read the Defining Moment column in every issue of APTA Magazine. Thanks for listening.